Pinkerton agreed to take the assignment, so McClellan cabled Scott to obtain his permission to have the detective work in Cincinnati rather than Washington, which the commanding general was happy to give. The Union Army expected its field generals to set up their own spy and counter-spy services. Pinkerton rented a suite of rooms in a downtown office building and summoned 8 detectives from his Chicago headquarters to join him and Webster in Cincinnati. He worked as a civilian, although he occasionally wore a uniform when he thought he needed to, and used his old pseudonym, E.J. Allen, in meetings with outsiders and for all his communications. Initially, Pinkerton was not paid for his Ohio services. He had to draw a $1,500 advance from his Chicago office to cover expenses. 4 days after taking command, the ambitious McClellan had sent a hastily conceived grand plan to Scott for winning the war from his Ohio department. He proposed to set up garrisons along the Ohio River frontier at key points to respond to rebel threats and then lead a huge army of 80,000 men either to cross quickly into western Virginia for a thrust on Richmond, or to advance into more southern territory for a simultaneous attack on the Confederacy with eastern forces. Scott, who favored his anaconda strategy of strangulation, thought McClellan's plan wildly impractical. Lincoln had a more immediate mission for his Ohio Department commander, Kentucky. Desperate to keep the border state in the Union, the president feared Kentucky would not stay that way for long, with Confederate General Gideon Pillow's troops lurking nearby in Tennessee. Before Pinkerton arrived, McClellan had received numerous reports from Loyalists alerting him to secessionist political activities and rebel movements all over the region. He assured Scott he would gather all the intelligence he could on Kentucky. His first assignment for Pinkerton was to join in the collection of information not only on the border states of Kentucky and Tennessee, but also deeper south into Mississippi. McClellan wanted a clear sense of whether Kentucky could become hostile. He prepared to move quickly if Tennessee's rebels intruded into that state, so finding out what Pillow had in mind for his force became an important intelligence objective.